Today's daf is Nedarim daf Chavav. We left off on the bottom of daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, about six lines before the end of the page. We're about to discuss the last of the examples of Nidrei Shkagos. There are three examples in the Mishnah of what Nidrei Shkagos are. Nidrei Shkagos are something that a type of neder that becomes Mutar Mei Elav. You don't even need a She'ilas Chacham. And the last example of Nidrei Shkagos that the Mishnah gave was you see people come into your field and they're eating your figs in your field. So you scream at them, Hare. That all those figs should be offered to you like a carbon. But then you look a little more closely and you see that some of the people that are eating is your brother, your father, and you don't want to take a neder that those things should be offered to them. So that was the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said, well, the brother and the father are definitely mutter, but the neder still stands for the other people. It's Nidrei Shkagos on the brother and the father, and that's mutter. Whereas Beis Hillel said, no, the brother and the father are mutter, and therefore everyone else is mutter as well. Because a neder shuhutar miktsaso hutar kulo. So everyone agrees that's an example of Nidrei Shkagos. The question is, do we, since the shogeg was on the father and the brother, do we assume therefore that the neder is completely not binding? Or do we assume that the neder is not binding where the shogeg was? So we're going to have a machlokas between Rabba and Rava about the exact circumstances of this machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So the whole daf is going to be premised on a machlokas within the machlokas, a machlokas between Rabba and Rava, when, what circumstances Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree with each other about, and we're going to distinguish between when a person says, had I known who was there, had I known exactly what the situation is, I would have modified my Lashon, or I would have changed my Lashon. That there are two ways you could approach it. You could say, I would have said the same thing, I would have just said, except for Abba and Achi. Or it could be, I would have changed the lashon entirely. I never would have said that it's a carbon on all of them. I would have said it's a carbon on Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so, but not on Abba and Achi. So we're going to distinguish between those two ways, of those two cases, where a person would have modified his lashon, or a person claims he would have changed his lashon entirely. And that's going to be Machlokas Rabba and Rava, under which of those circumstances, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree, and then the daf is just going to have three different rayos. We're probably only going to get to two of them, but three different rayos against Rava to try to prove that Rava is incorrect. And not all of the rayos are going to try to prove that Rabba is correct. Some of the rayos may be against both Rabba and Rava, but the way the Gemara formulates it is that it's three different rayos all against the Shita of Rava. So let's begin, six lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabba. So again, picking up off of the statement in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that if a person sees people eating Te'enim, and he says that the Te'enim should be a carbon, should be also like a carbon on all of you, and you find out that there's a father and brother in the mix, so Beis Shammai held that only the father and the brother are mutter, Beis Hillel holds everybody's mutter. Amar Rabba, so Rabba points out, de kule alma, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree. Kalhecha da amar ilu a yisi odea sha'aba beinechem, ha yisi omar kulchem asurin, chutz me abba, de kulun asurin va'avim mutter. If he says, I would have, had I known who was there, had I known that my father and my brother were there, I would have modified my language, meaning I would have kept the idea of kulchem asurin, but I just would have added, everyone's asur except for Abba and Achi, then everyone would agree that you could split the neder and say that everyone remains aser, only aviv v'achiv become mutter. Then even Beis Hillel would agree to Shitas Beis Shammai in that circumstance, that the other people remain aser, because vis-a-vis the other people, he didn't change anything. He would have said it exactly the way he did say it, so therefore that remains intact. Lo nechluku ella, they only disagree. But Omer ilu yisi odea sha'aba beinechem, ha'yisi Omer ploni uploni asurin va'aba mutter. The machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only if he claims that he would have changed his lashon entirely. That had he known that this group included his father and his brother, he never would have said kulchem asurin. He would have said, identified each individual who's asur. He would have said, Mr. A and Mr. B and Mr. C, you guys are all asur. Asr, but Abba and Achi, you guys are Mutter. So since he would have identified, he would have said it entirely differently. That's where you have Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel. That's where Beis Hillel is going to disagree with Beisham, and Beis Hillel is going to say, well, once it's not going, the Neder is not going to be Chal on Abba and Achiv, it's also not going to be Chal on everybody else, because he never would have even intended it. He never would have even said it in that way about everybody else. If you look at the Ran, Lo Nechlu El Ba'omer, Ilu Yisi Odeya Sha'aba Beinechem, Hayisi Omer Ploni Uploni Asurin, V'Abba Mutter, the Ran on the top of Chavav Amralf, Beishamai Kirabanan Delaslu Neder Shutar Mekzaso Hutar Kulo, Beishamai will hold like the Shita of the Rabbanan, which is we're going to see later on in Daf Samachvav, that the Shita of the Rabbanan who reject the idea of Neder Shutar Mekzaso Hutar Kulo, and therefore Beishamai says that if part of the Neder is still intact, just keep that part of the Neder, that's still binding. Ubeisil, Rabbi Akiva, and Beisil would follow Rabbi Akiva. Why over here specifically? The Kivan, the Hachi Ika Tarti, Chadadika Ta'uz Gomor, Legabe Avil, Gabe Achrini, Gamkin, Yesh Ta'uz, Belashon Shuomer. Since over here there's a double mistake, meaning when it comes to the father and the brother, it was a complete mistake. He never intended that there should be any nether on them whatsoever. And he just didn't realize the father and brother were there, so he took a nether that included them. That's a complete mistake. But in addition to that total mistake, there was also a minor mistake with regard to everybody else, because he would have formulated his neder differently, even about everybody else, had he known that his father and brother were in the group. He never would have said kulchem asurim, he would have said ploni uploni. So since there's a double mistake, there's a major mistake about the father and the brother, and a minor mistake about everybody else, shilo yodea shav beinem, afilu acherim lo yosro asan belsalashon sha'asran, if he would have known that his father and brother were there, even the other people that aren't his father and brother, he would have used a different lashon to ask them. Why would he have used a different lashon? What difference does it make? He's trying to ask them anyway. So here the Ran says a great chiddush. Lefishaya makpid shee muvan midvarav afilu rega kememrei shee abba bichlal leiser. He would have been very careful to not give off the impression, even for a single moment, that his father's included in the Yisr. Meaning, if he says that kulchem asurin, chutz me'abba, before those words come out of his mouth of chutz me'abba, it gives the impression that everybody's asur. And he never would have wanted to do that. He would have much preferred to say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you guys are asur, Abba, your mutter. So the fact that he said kulchem is something he would have changed, because he wouldn't have even wanted to give off that impression for a single moment that his father was included in the Yisr. So kulchem el ploni ploni. He never would have said kulchem. He would have identified each of the people individually. So when you put these two mistakes together, the major mistake about his father, that he never even wanted his father included in the nether, and the formulation mistake about everybody else, that's what you need in order to say neder shutam k'sasu t'kulo. So the shita of Rabba is that even Beis Hillel holds neder shutam k'sasu t'kulo will only say that when the part that is still standing is a mistake also. If the part that's still standing, the part of the neder that's not automatically hutar, is not a mistake at all, is completely accurate the way it was originally said, even Beis Hillel would agree that that part should still stand, that we're not going to erase that part of the neder. Beis Hillel only holds neder shutam k'sasu t'kulo when the part that becomes that is definitely mutar is a complete mistake, and the part and the other part that goes along with it, the hutar kulo part, is also a mistake on some levels, at least a minor mistake. But it's a very fascinating idea, the Ran says, that a person would be makbid not to even give off the impression for a moment that the father would be included in the neder. The Rav Zilberstein Chashukei Chemer over here says that, for example, if a person wants to tell a secret, so he wants people to leave the room, he wants to have a private conversation, so and his father's in the room, he could say, everyone leave except for Abba, or he could say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you leave, Abba stays. So he says, much better, according to this Ran, to say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you leave, because it would seem disrespectful to his father, at least for a moment, if he were to say, everyone leave, chutz me abba, because as soon as he says everyone leave, it sounds like his father is included in the neder. And he gets this from a taz. The taz in Yerodea, Simon Reish Lam Beis, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham and Or Chaim Sim Kuf Pei Tes, where is medayik from this ran that in the nusach of the brachos after Birchas Hamazon, when a person says Yevarech Hasanu Kulanu Yachad Bnei Bris, and he means to exclude those who are not Bnei Bris who may be around, that you shouldn't say in such a lashon Yevarech Hasanu Kulanu Yachad Bnei Bris, and then qualify that it's Bnei Bris, because it sounds like Kulanu Yachad is everybody, including the non-Bnei Bris. Rather, you should say Yevarech Hasanu Bnei Bris Kulanu Yachad, to never even the regal the memre, not to give off the wrong impression even for a single moment. So that's what he's medayik from this rhyme. In a footnote, he quotes a maisa that happened. He quotes from Ramosha Bloy in the Knesia Gedola. He says that they made an announcement that we have to deal, that the Rabbanim have to deal with a very private matter, or a very sensitive matter, and therefore they announced that Kol mi she'eno ravo admar yazov es ulam. Anyone who's not a rav or an admar should get out. And he said they were very mad, but they didn't say everyone leave. Chutz me rav va'admar. They said anyone who's not a rav or an admar should get out. And he says Ramosha Bloy, at the time he left, and he wasn't a rav or an admar, and he noticed as he left that Rav Elchanan Wasserman was right next to him, and he said, what are you doing here? They probably need you in there. You're Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He said, I'm a rabbi in Baranovich. I have a masifta. I'm not a rav and I'm not an admar. So I assume that they wanted me to leave. So he said, b'tmimus. He really thought that they wanted him to leave. But anyway, that's a related to the daf, just fascinating anivus of Rav Elchanan, that he just he walked out, he assumed that he wasn't going to be included in the conversation. But that is Shitas Rabba, that even Rabbi Akiva says, Hutar Maksasu, Hutar Kulo, is only going to say that when the entire neder was misformulated. But if part of the neder was formulated properly, and the guy maintains that formulation, then we're not going to say Hutar Kulo. Even Rabbi Akiva, the Beis Hillel will not say Hutar Kulo. The Rava Amar, but Rava says different. Rava on the top of Chavavim Aleph, Du Kulei Alma Kol Hecha Da Amar, Ilu Yisi Yodea, Sha'aba Beinechem, Yisi Omer, Ploni, Ploni Asurin, Va'aba Mutern, that everyone would agree that if the guy would have said, had I known that my father was there, I would have formulated the whole thing differently, then everyone would agree, even Beis Shammai agrees, that Kula Mutarin, that then we're going to say Hutar Miksaso, Hutar Kulo. That even Beis Shammai agrees in principle to this idea of Neder Shutar Miksaso, Hutar Kulo, but only when the entire formulation was in error. Major error Legabe Aviv Yachiv, minor error, language error Legabe everybody else, but the entire formulation was in some sort of error. That's where everyone's going to agree Hutar Miksaso, Hutar Kulo. Lo Nechluku, the whole machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Misham Beisilel is in the following case. Al ba'omer ilu yisi yodea sha'aba beinechem hayisi omer kulcham asurin chutz me'aba, is where he says, I would have kept my formulation of kulcham asurin, I just would have added chutz me'aba. So that's where Beis Shammai is going to say that it's only that it's only hutar legabe abba, and Beis Hillel is going to say it's hutar legabe everybody. Why would Beis Shammai say it's only hutar legabe abba, and Beis Hillel would say it's hutar legabe everybody? So Gemara explains, Beis Shammai savrila k'Rabbi Meir damar tfos lashon rishon, u Beis Hillel savrila k'Rabbi Yosi damar b'gmar dvarav adam nitfas. Whenever a person issues two separate formulations, what do we focus on? Do we focus on the first thing that he says, or do we focus on the last thing that he says? This is a sugya in Meseches Temura Daf Chafhei. The Gemara says in Temura, if a person says, Mishnah says in Temura, a person says, Harei ze Temuras Ola, and then he says, Harei zu Temuras Shlamin. So which is it? So the one opinion is that if you say Tfos Lashon Rishon, which is the opinion of Reb Meir, you say it's a Temuras Ola, and you ignore the formulation of Temuras Shlamin at all. And the Rab Yossi says, no, Begmar Dvar Vadam Nitfas. You view it as a Temuras Shlamin, not a Temuras Ola. You focus on what he says last. So if you look in the Ran, the third medium-sized line, Ube Shammai Savrila Reb Meir Damar Tfos Lashon Rishon. Beis Shammai holds like Reb Meir that says that you look at the first formulation that he has. Hilkach, Kivan de betchilas dvarav. Since at the beginning when he started to speak, tahainu kulchem asurim harehim kemosha amrin betchila. That when he said all of you are aser, that's what he said originally. Afal pisha begemar dvarav shamer chutz min abba mashvitos bedvarav harishonim. Even though when he then adds chutz me abba, that was a mistake. That's saying that the first lashon was a little bit off. That it's not really kulchem asurim because abba is not going to be aser. Lo kaptinim bahachi. We don't focus so much on the chutz me abba and the fact that there was a mistake in the first formulation because the first formulation is what we really emphasize. The ikur diburo shalada mutchilas dvarav. So Beishamai says when a person says kulchem asurim. Chutz me'abba, since Kulcha Masurin is his primary statement, so that statement stands even though the Chutz me'abba sort of modifies it and takes away some of the impact of the statement. But that original statement stands, and therefore everybody else is Asr. Abba is going to be Mutter, but everybody else is going to be Asr. Tiki hechidasam kishadibra rishon sosir divra achron ein choshel ma'adam b'sof klal, just like in the case of Tamura, where there is a complete contradiction between what he says first and what he says second. We totally ignore what he says second and we only listen to what he says first. I raise it, Tamura Sol, I raise it, Tamura Shlomim. That's a total contradiction. It can't be both. So we only listen to the first thing he says, Dainu Tamura Shlomim, Hachinami Sha'av Shedvaro Achron, Dainu Chutz Menaba Kayam. Now over here, even though it's not exactly the same case, over here, the two are in a total contradiction. And what he says second is still going to be binding. That's still the Chutz Me'abba part is still going to be for real. That's still going to be true. Lufi Sheino Sosa Dvaro Arishon, because it's not really contradicting the first statement. Ela Mevayer, it's only explaining the first statement. Mikol Makom, but nevertheless, Kivan de Sviralan de Besosrin Zetovson Lashon Rishon. So since we hold when there is a contradiction between his first statement and his second statement, like in the Tamura case, we only listen to the first statement. So Beshein Sosrin Gamkin Osin Iker Mitchilas Diburo. When they don't contradict each other, at least we emphasize the first statement. We focus on the first statement. The Kivan Shetchilas Diburo Maskim Mimasha Amar Betchilas HaNeder. And since that first statement is what he is, it fits very well with exactly what he said at the beginning of the neder, miskayim legabe acherim, that neder is still going to stand legabe the other people. The leka hachu hutar miksaso klal da aviv liolam lohei b'chal neder. And this is not an example of hutar miksaso hutar kulo, because his father was never meant to be included in the neder at all, and hutar miksaso hutar kulo is only when the neder was binding for everybody, and then part of it was undone. But over here, it was never binding on his father at all. We emphasize entirely what he said originally of Kulcha Masurin. But Beis Hillel, Sarvila Krabi Yossi, Beis Hillel holds like Krabi Yossi, the Ran continues. Damer de Kishasosin Dvarv Ze'ezeh, Holchnachar Gemar Dvarav. That when there's a contradiction between the first thing he says and the last thing he says, we focus on the last thing and only the last thing. So Valchanami over here also Kishayin Soshin, even though it's not a contradiction, because Kulcha Masurim is still true, even though it's not true of Abba and Achiv, but it's not a total contradiction, but still that at least tells us that we should focus on and emphasize the last thing he says, Sheish Lasos Iker Mi Gemar Dvarav. That at least primarily we should be focused on the Gemar Dvarav. Dahainu Mashamar Chutz Min Abba. Namely that he said Chutz Min Abba, so Venimtsa Sheish Beneder Taus. And therefore, we're focused on the fact that there was a mistake in the original Neder, because the original Neder didn't say Chutz Me Abba, and he really meant to say Chutz Me Abba, he really would have meant to say Chutz Me Abba, and therefore, Vikim Shabbat Luxasso Batal Kulo. That's when Beis Hillel will say, Batal Luxasso Batal Kulo. So this is the Machlokas Rabba and Rava, which the rest of the Daf focuses on. That Rabba says that if the guy says, I would have only modified my language, everyone would agree that the part that wasn't going to be changed, the kulchem part, is still going to be binding. The whole machlokes b'sham b'sil is if he says I would have changed my language, and Rava says no. If he says he would have changed his language, everyone would agree. Hutar muksasu hutar kulo. It's only in a case where he said he would have modified his language that we have machlokes b'shamay and b'sil, and that machlokes b'sham b'sil would be about whether it's tfos lashon rishon or tfos Lashon Achron, whether we pass on like Rameh or Rabbi Yossi in the Machlokes of Maseches Tumura. Turns out, according to Rava, though, what we're essentially saying is that the Machlokes of Maseches Tumura, Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So it locks in Rabbi Meir to Shitas Beis Shammai, and that's never comfortable. Shita Mukbetzas quotes from the Re'eim. How can Rava say that Beis Shammai would hold like Rabbi Meir? Then it should be a Kasha in Rabbi Meir. That how could Rabbi Meir follow the Shita of Beis Shammai when we always paskin like the Beis Hillel? So it seems odd that that Rabbi Meir would be following Shitas Beis Shammai. So the Re'eim, Korba Shita Mukbetzas, would say that Rabbi Meir would hold that that's not a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rabbi Meir would hold that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would both agree. It's Rava who understands Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to be disagreeing on this point. And he also suggests another answer, that Rabbi Meir would hold that Beis Hillel doesn't hold Tfos Lashon Achron. It's just that they hold that over here it's not a stira between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. Meaning that point that the Ran smoothed over, that our Gemara is trying to equate the Machlokes and Tmura, where there's a clear contradiction between saying Harezit Tumur Sol and Harezit Tumur Shlamim, and equate that with our case, where there's no contradiction between saying Kulcha Masurin and Chutz Me'aba. Those aren't contradictory, they modify each other, but it's not a contradiction. So that point is exactly that the Ran tries to smooth over. Reb Meir would say that's the main thing, that's a very critical point. These two Machlokos are not at all the same, they're totally, so when do we say Tfos Lashon Rishon and Tfos Lashon Achron? That's only when there's a contradiction between the Lashon Rishon and the Lashon Achron. Anyway, this is the Machlokes between Rabba and Rava. How do we paskin in the Machlokes between Rabba and Rava? So on Amud Beis, in Dibra Maskel, the Inyan Halacha, the Ran writes that Mitzad Echad, you would want to say the Halacha is like Rabba, because Rabba is Rava's Rebbe, and the rule in Halacha is Ein Halacha K'Talmud B'Makom HaRav. We always paskin like a Rebbe over a Talmud. But Mitzad Sheni, we'd want to say that the Halacha is like Rava, because Rava is the Basra'a, and we have a rule, Hilchsa Kibasra'a. So that's always a struggle. The Rishonim point out whenever it's Rabba against Rava, do you say you follow the Rebbe or do you say you follow the Basra'a? So Misafek, says the Ran, we paskin like Rabba because he's more machmir. So we're going to say Lo Batal Kulo unless it's Mamid Devarav, unless the guy is sticking with what he originally said. So he paskins like Rabba Misafek. So the Rambam also paskins like Rabba, and the Kesef Mishnah says that the reason he paskins like Rabba is the same reason that Misafek we should be machmir like Shitas Rabba. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. However, the Radvaz over there writes that really the Rambam should have paskins like Rabba because Rabba is a Basra'a, and the reason that he paskins like Rabba over here is because of the rest of today's daf, which is going to be one question after another on Rabba. So really the Radvaz says that the Rambam would normally paskin Hilchsak Basra'a like Rava, but since the whole daf is going to be one attack after another on Rava, that even though we address each one, but that's why he's going to paskin like Rava over here, not like Rava. So the Chidon Birkei Yosef asks on the Kesef Mishnah where the Kesef Mishnah assumes that of course the Rava is going to paskin like Rava because he's going to be machmir misafek that there's a Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Shabbos in the second paragraph of Hilchas Shabbos that writes that according to our Girsa in the Rambam, we paskin halacha always like Rabba against Rava because Rabba was the Rebbe. According to the gifts of the Ravid and the Rabba over there, we paskin like Rava even though he's a Talmud because we only say Ein Halacha Talmud Makom Rabbo when they argued in front of each other. That halacha is not like a Talmud Makom Rav if they actually argue to each other's face. So if you're going to be goris like the Ravid over there, so then for sure we should paskin like Rava over here because when they didn't argue in front of each other, you paskin like the Talmud, he's the Basra'a. And if you're going to be Goris like the Magen Mishnah over there, then he should have said over here that the reason we pass on like Rabba is because he was Rabba's Rebbe, not because of a Safek. So it's strange that he says that the only reason the Rambam passes like Rabba is because of a Safek. Why would you say because of a Safek? Say that's always the rule. That's what the Rambam always paskins. Okay, but that's just in terms of Pesach Halacha. But getting back to the Gemara over here, say Eisivei, now the Gemara is going to, again, three questions on Rabba's Shita. So we start with question number one is the Eisivei question. So it starts with Eisivei Rav Papa L'Rava. So it says the Gemara, Eisivei Rav Papa L'Rava, Rav Papa asks on Shitas Rava from a Mishnah that we have later on in Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph. And again, let's keep clear, Rava's Shita is that if the guy says, had I known my father was there, I would have changed the language of the entire Neder, then everyone would agree, Hutar Miksas Hutar Kulo. The Homachlokas Mesham Beisil is if he says, I would have kept it as Kulcha Masurin, I just would have added Chutz Mei Abba, Chutz Mei Achi. That's when they have Machlokas Beisham Beisil. So the Gemara says, well, Ketzad, the Mishnah says later on, Ketzad Am Rabbi Akiva Neder Shutar Miksas Hutar Kulo, what's the case where we have Machlokas, and Rabbi Akiva holds Neder Shutar Miksas Hutar Kulo, meaning what we want, according to Rava, what the answer to this question should be is where is there a machlokas where the guy would have kept his original lashon and he just would have modified it a little bit. That's where there is a machlokas. But what does it actually say? So he says to a group of people, and doesn't tell us what he would have said or anything, it just tells us what the neder was. But he says to a group of people, I take a neder that I'm not going to get hana from any of you. So hutar echad mehen, if one of them, with the neder legabe, one of this group becomes hutar, or it becomes mevura, let's say that one of this group is his father, then hutru kulam, then the entire neder goes away. Neder shutu muksaso, hutar kulo. But if he says, sheni nene, lolaze, vilaze, this isn't what he would have said, this is what he actually says. He says to a group of five people, I'm not going to get a na, laze, 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 each one individually, well then, hutara rishon, hutru kulam. If the first one is hutar, then they're all hutar. Hutara achron, if the last guy on his list is hutar, ha achron mutar vukulan asurin, then only the last guy is mutar, the rest of them are asir. So there are three cases in this Mishnah that we mentioned. There's a case where you say lukulchem, where everyone agrees, where Rabbi Akiva says that hutar echon and mutar kulam, that Rabbi Akiva says that's neder shutam ksasu de kulam. There's the case where you said lazel, 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 but only the first one was hutar. And then there's a case where he said lazel, 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 and only the last one was hutar. So in case number two, where the first one is hutar, they all become hutar. We say neder shutam ksasu de kulo. And in case number three, where only the last one was hutar, the other ones remain usher. So it sounds from this Mishnah that both in the Reisha, where he said hutar echon mehem hutar kulam, and in the case number two, the Reisha of the Seifa, so to speak, where hutar rishon hutar kulam, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds like Beisilol that neder shutam ksaso hutar kulo, but it sounds like this would be a machlokas that even in cases one and two where Rabbi Akiva says hutar echem hutar kulam, the Rabbanan would be cholik on Rabbi Kiva. They would all like Beishama in our Mishnah that not hutar kulo, that part of the neder still stands. How do I know that this would be a machlokas? Because it says Ketzad Omer Rabbi Akiva. When would Rabbi Akiva say neder shutam ksaso hutar kulo? Sounds like others would disagree. So says the Gemara. Bish lamal Rabba. If you're going to explain like Rabba, that holds that Beishamah and Beisilol argue when he would have changed his lashon, so I understand why in the case number one and in case number two, it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds Hutru Kulam, and in case number three, even Rabbi Akiva would say it's not Hutru Kulam, because you could simply say Mukim Lala Reisha, say that case number one and case number two are talking about where he would have changed what he originally said. That da'amar, that the guy could say now when we're matir one of them, that had I known that this guy that I would want to be matir one of these things, I never would have formulated it the way I did. Rather, I would have said lazel lazel. And the ratio of the seifa also where that's talking about a case where he originally said where he originally did say lazel lazel, Rabba could say where he now that he knows he would have been mishani, he would have said it differently. He would have said that now that had I known that I would have wanted to be matir the first guy, I would have said konim sheni nena lekulchem chutz miploni. So since in either case he would have changed his formulation entirely, that's where you have a machlokas. The Rabbi Kiva holds since he would have changed it from what he said originally, it's hutar miksaso memelu hutar kulo, and the Rabbanan would hold no, we don't say hutar miksaso hutar kulo. The seifa and case number three where we said that hutar achron lo utru kulam, where everything still stands, where the part of the nedar still stands, we could Rabbi would say that's where he's mamid dvarav. That's where da amar lukulchem. That's where he says, had I known originally, I still would have kept my same formulation of lukulchem. So even Rabbi Akiva would agree that not hutar kulo. So that can, you can touch it all up according to Rabbi. But according to you, Rava, that when you change what you would have originally said, even Beishamai agrees hutar kulo. Well, Bishlam Reisha, I understand the case of the Reisha where he says Konim Sheni Nen El Kulchem and Hutar Echad Mehem. We say that they're all mutar. You could explain why the Rabbanan would be cholik on that, because he could say Mukim La Da Amar, they could establish the case where he says now that he's being chozer on it, he could have said that had I known that I would have wanted to be mater one of them, I would have said lekulchem chutz miploni. I would have said lekulchem except for one guy. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Beis Hillel that we're toface the sof lashon, whatever he says at the end, which is chutz miploni, and therefore it's considered that he's changing what he said and hutar muksas hutar kulo. But the Rabbanan hold like Beis Shammai that we follow the ikar of what he says originally, and therefore it's considered to be mamid dvarav, and we don't say hutar muksasu hutar kulo. So that would work even according to Rava. But ela seifa, but the seifa, and over here when we say seifa, we mean case number two, where the guy said konim sheni nene lolazeh etc. or lolazeh ulazeh, and if one of them is hutar, we said hutru kulam. How are you going to establish that? If you're going to say that he switches what he's saying, he would have switched his formulation, and the Brisa means to say da amar that now that he wants to be chozer, he's saying that had I known originally that I would have wanted to be chozer on one of them, I would have said lozeh lozeh, but originally he actually said a lashon of kulchem, so hutar muksas hutar kulo. So Rabbi Akiva, that's only Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Amai pligi rabbanan alei? Why would the rabbanan ever disagree with Rabbi Akiva? That. According to Rava, everyone agrees that it's mutter in that case. That hutar muksasu hutar kulo in that case. Because remember, Rava is the one that said that the kulay alma. If he would have said, if he says, oh, had I known that my father was there, I would have changed the formulation. Everyone agrees hutar muksasu hutar kulo. So why does it only say that Rabbi Akiva says hutar muksasu hutar kulo? So this is a kasha on Rava. So Amrle Rava, Rava responds to Rav Papa that le Rabba, according to Rabba, that you said that you could say that the mission is going the Rabbi Akiva mi nicha, would it according to him? Do you think the mission works so well? Seifa. What about that last case where we said hutar achron achron mutar v'kulam asurin? Case number three in that Mishnah. B'may mukim la, da amar lukulchem. So how did you make that fit with Rabba? You said that the case was that the guy was maintaining his original lashon, that he originally said lukulchem, and then at the time of the when he was being chozer, he still maintains lukulchem. Well, hey dein hu rishon, v'hei dein hu achron. Who is the Rishon then, and who is the Achron? How can you say that the case was that he said the Kulchem, and then he maintains, yeah, I still would have said the Kulchem? Well, then how can you talk about Rishon being Mutter and the Achron being Mutter? The Achron being Mutter, not the Rishon being Mutter. There is no Rishon, there is no Achron if he said the Kulchem. So the whole Kimta that you had to make it work according to Rabba is that you said that he says the Kulchem. If he said, would have said the Kulchem, then the whole statement doesn't make sense. There's no Rishon, there's no Achron. Ella, rather, Rava says, what you have to say is whether you're going to say like me or whether you're going to say like Rabba, you have to say the chiluk between the ratio of the Mishnah and the seif of the Mishnah is different than we understood. Rather, it's Reisha da'amar l'kulchem. Case number one is where at the time that you said the neder, you said the kulchem. And since you included everyone in the same neder, when one of them becomes mutter, they all become mutter. And that's why it's hutar kulo. And you have to say that he's being mamid dvarav. And that's why it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds it's hutar kulo, because he's saying that he would have kept that formulation. He just would have been careful to say chutz me'aba. And Rabba would say that it's b'machlif dvarav. That Rabba would say that, no, it's a case where he says he would have changed his formulation, and that's why it's only Rabbi Kiva who says hutar kulo. But the Seifa is talking about where he says, I'm not going to get ana from you or from you or from you. He didn't say kulchem, so you can't say neder shutum ksasu hutu kulo, because each one is a different neder. He took a separate neder in each person, so there's no hutar ksasu hutu kulo. You know why in the sefer we said that if hutar arishon, the achron, the others are mutar as well. In case number two, we said that if the first person that he took a neder against, that neder goes away, the other nedarim go away as well. That's because kigon shetalan zebazeh. The point that we're missing over here is he didn't just take five different nedarim and say, I take a neder from you and from you and from you. No, he connected all the nedarim to each other. He made them dependent on each other. Va'amar ploni kiploni. He started out by saying, Reuven, I take a neder on you. Shimon, you're like Reuven. Levi, you're like Shimon. So once he connected and he made all of the later people connected to the first one and hinge on the nether of the first one. So that's why he says, ploni kiploni, ploni kiploni. That's why if you're matir the first one, all the rest of them are going to be hutar as well. But if you're matir the last one, all the earlier ones are going to remain usher. Nothing to do with that, with anything we're talking about over here of nether shutar miksasu hutar kulo. That case is irrelevant to this Mishnah. This Mishnah is not about hutar miksasu hutar kulo. This Mishnah is about connecting Nidarim to each other, about being Tola Nidarim on each other. So if the whole Yesod falls, then everything that's built on that Yesod falls as well. So the Gemara says, Dekanami, and if it's a Raya that my Pshat in the Mishnah is correct, Rava says, that the reason why we say in the case number two, Hutar Rishon, Hutru Kulam, is because they're all connected to each other. Detanya, because the Braisa on that Mishnah actually says, Hutar emtsai, that if one of the middle ones becomes hutar, heimenu ulamata mutarin, ulamala asurin. That anyone who came after him, any neder that came after that is mutar also, because it all hinges on him. Because if he said that Reuven is asur, and Shimon should be like Reuven, and Levi should be like Shimon, and Yehuda should be like Levi, so then if each one is tala on everyone that comes before him. So if one of the ones in the middle is gone, everything that comes after him is gone. But anyone that came before him is gonna be asur. That neder is still gonna be there. So since the Bryce distinguishes between those that are before him and those that are after him, we see it has clearly nothing to do with Hutar Miksasu Hutar Kulo and everything to do with Tala and Zebazeh, with the fact that you linked them to each other, you connected them to each other. So that was Raya 1 against Rava. Raya number 2 against Rava, Esive. And this one doesn't seem like it's really only against Rava. It sounds like it could be going against Rava as well, but the Gemara phrases it against Rava. So Esive, Ravad Barava L'Rava, Ravad Barava asks on Rava, who said that the case of where the no, there's mamid dvarav at the time where he's being chozer, that he says, I would have still said kulchem, I just would have added chutz me abba. That Beis Shammai holds lo hutar kulo like Rabbi Meir, that we tefos lashon rishon, and we emphasize the first lashon that he said. So those words he's not being chozer on those words, and that's why it's the whole neder is not hutar. So he says, is that really true? Konim betzel shani tohim. Let's say a guy says, I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to eat onions. Shabetzel ralulev, because it's bad for the heart. And then amrulos, that people tell him, valo hakufri yafalulev. Don't you know that a betzel hakufri is actually good for the heart? So why did you take a neder to include all betzelim? It's if you're just trying to stay healthy, the betzel hakufri is totally fine. So hutar bakufri, it becomes mutar for him to eat betzel hakufri, because that he never intended to include that in his neder. Velo bakufri bilvad hutar el bakala betzelim, and it's not only the betzel hakufri that's mutar. All of the betzelim become mutar because the neder shabatal mitzaso batal kulo. Maisa hayavi tiro Rabbi Meir bechala betzelim, and this once happened, and Rabbi Meir was matir all of the betzalim. So my love, da Amar, isn't the case that the guy says after he was informed that the betzal kufri is actually healthy, that he says ilu ayisi yodea sha kufri yafal alev, had I known that the kufri is good for the heart, hayisi yomer kala betzalim asurin the kufri mutter, I would have said a different lashon. I would have said all the betzalim rasur, but the kufri is mutter. So we're talking about a case where, according to a mayor, even when he's mamid dvarav, even where he's still say, he's I would have kept the same lashon. lashon that kol b'tzolim asurim. It's just I would have modified it by saying v'akufri mutter, and we still say neder shutam k'saso hutter kulo, like the sheet of Beis Hillel. So how can Rava say that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir and Beis Shammai line up with each other? If they hold like him in a stam, he probably holds like them as well. And over here you see that Rabbi Meir holds like the Beis Hillel. So according to now the truth is this is even a bigger kasha according to Rabba, because Rabbi Meir is not like Beis Hillel or like Beis Shammai according to Rabba. Rabba holds that when your mom and Devarav, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would say lo hutar kulo, and here Rabbi Meir is saying hutar kulo. So the Gemara formulates it as a question on Rava. It's even a bigger kasha on Rabba. So the Gemara has to answer for both of them. So the Gemara says lo, don't say that Rabbi Meir is talking about where he's mom and Devarav. Rather, ba'omer ilu yisi odeh shakufri yafel leiv he yisi omer batzal ploni uploni asurin v'kufri mutter. Rabbi Meir alibi de Rabbi Akiva. So you know, you have to say that he would have changed his lashon. He says that had I known that this was healthy, I would have identified the different types of betzalim that are asur. And Rabbi Meir goes like Rabbi Akiva, holds like Beis Hillel. And according to Rava, that's how Rava would understand that Rabbi Meir only goes like Rabbi Akiva, holds like Beis Hillel. And according to Rava, Rabbi Meir is alibi de Rabbanan, who holds like the shita of the Beis Shammai. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the next Esve with the third attack on Rava.